Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Janet Hale, Undersecretary for Management in the Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
And joining us also from IBM is Ann Altman. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, Janet, let's start by setting some context. Could you tell us about the Department of Homeland Security? Its creation, as I understand it, was one of the largest reorganizations of government since World War II. Give us a sense of its short history and its programs.
The department was created by Congress after the President Bush proposed the department in November. Legislation was passed in November. The department itself, the corporate office, as I like to say, was created January 24th, and on March 1st, 180,000 and 22 different agencies came in to make up the Department of Homeland Security.
How do you think about the size? You described it in terms of employees. Is it a budget number? Is it the mission?
I think we look at it as the mission, being sure that we have got a mission-centric concentration on protecting the United States against terrorist attacks. Obviously, many of our agencies also have other traditional missions, search and rescue for the Coast Guard, money laundering for Secret Service, getting our citizens through in our Citizens Immigration Service. But our primary focus is obviously Homeland Security.
And Janet, what are the roles and responsibilities for the Undersecretary of Management?
Well, it's a broad management responsibility. I have the Chief Financial Officer, so I do the budget, the annual financial statement. I have the Chief Information Officer, so we have IT as a major portion, obviously an integral part of the integration of the department. Chief Human Capital Office. So we're trying to deal with the new personnel system. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit longer or later. Procurement. And then by statute, I'm responsible for integration of the department. So we have sort of a myriad of responsibilities from human resources, finances, IT, procurement.
Wow. So how many employees do you have in your office? And how do they span across all of those different functions?
Well, we have about 260 is the long-term goal. Obviously, like any agency or any business that's being created, there is a ramp-up phase. So we are trying to complete the hiring of my own office as well as those at the rest of the corporate offices. At the same time, we're trying to integrate the department.
Do you have a time frame for closing in on full staffing?
Yes. Yesterday would be soon enough. I think it's terribly important, but one of the things that's happened is that we have had to, again, you start the department January 24th, you bring in the agencies March 1st, and obviously we have been in serious hostilities over in Iraq. So there has been a process of doing the business of setting up the department at the same time focusing predominantly on the Homeland Security. So our timetables are yesterday. But what it's been interesting to me, and as I've looked at the GAO reports and talked to the head of GAO, people say this is a 7-year process, mm-hmm. and people have to remember that. And so I do every day sort of wonder why we haven't gotten farther faster, but also understanding how important it is to do it right.
Absolutely, especially given that this is year one. Janet, you've had a broad, a varied career, and I think the listeners would be very interested in understanding a little bit about that career and how it brought you to your current position.
I've been tremendously fortunate to be given opportunities to serve in both the Reagan and Bush administration in senior positions. And as I've said to a couple people, it's been a path that I think led me to my current job. I've been the Assistant Secretary for Budget at the Department of Transportation, where Coast Guard came from DOT, and spent a lot of time on aviation issues, and TSA came from DOT. After that, I was at the Office of Management and Budget and was one of the four associate directors responsible for one quarter of the United States budget, and that was Justice, where INS came from, Treasury, where Customs came from, and then again DOT. So I've looked at the budget, the regulatory issues, the personnel issues, the legislative issues for 4 years during President Bush Senior's administration. and then have done other jobs where I have had to do integration and major IT of sort of back office systems at the University of Pennsylvania. I was the executive vice president where I tried to at least start the restructuring of sort of financial systems, HR systems, business reengineering, and have done the same thing at the House of Representatives and at the Department of Health and Human Services.
So it makes sense. I mean, here, all of those experiences not only gave you knowledge and expertise in the mission of the organizations that are coming together, but a great deal of management experience on how to pull this together and make it work.
We sure hope that's true, but also important is the team that is with us at the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Ridge, the other undersecretaries, and the component heads that are leading day in and day out the protection on the borders at the seaports across the country for Homeland Security.
What drew you to public service, sort of first time, and then had you come back?
I think I always wanted to do it as a young civics major in high school and then college, and was fortunate to start at the state level, working for a state rep in Florida just a few years ago, and then came to the federal government and have loved it.
Let me ask you to go through the different sectors in terms of their management style. Say, contrast academic versus the federal government.
Boy, I think I have a hard time doing that. There are many similarities, and when I went to the University of Pennsylvania, people told me it was very similar because of sort of the responsibilities of the schools as part of a university and the responsibilities and authorities of professors in that. So obviously a very traditional structure in a university that is not a command and control structure, and I think that's those skill sets are important if you think about the federal government, because you have the agencies, you have the White House, you have the Hill, and so it's the short, small P politics about being able to not only lead an organization, but be sure that you're dealing with the stakeholders both inside and outside of government.
How about in terms of the speed of decision making? A lot of people who come from a more traditional business background come to government and are surprised by the difference in speed in the private sector versus the public sector. What's your perspective on speed of decision making?
Well, I've said since one of the jobs I forgot to mention is I was at the Department of Housing and Urban Development even before DOT. I've heard that. I recognize those frustrations that people from the private sector come and into the federal government and see the various stakeholders and their roles and responsibilities in this. But I've always said to both my own folks that I work with, my colleagues, and those coming from the outside, it's also our responsibility. If we let decisions linger too long in a different level and think it's somebody else's fault versus saying, I always love the fact, oh, it's over at OMB. Well, there is a way to get it out of OMB, and that is the leader's responsibility to do it. Or we can't quite get it through some part of a process, or we're in negotiations with the Hill, and I think it is important, especially for Homeland Security, that we move those decisions rapidly because the public depends on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask even in your opening comments that it is part of a 7-year plan, but everything seems so important that it has to be done now. Just the sort of paradox of those two kind of perspectives on time.
We don't have any choice. The world changed September 11th, and we know it. We every day have to act with more vigilance than we did before September 11th. We need our agencies to be more agile in their decision-making and their ability to implement those decisions. We have tremendous men and women on the front lines doing this job day in and day out. They were dedicated before September 11th. They were just tremendous during that period and since then. And we need to be sure we're getting them the resources, the support they need to do the job, because they're the professionals out there and know how to do it.
As you are trying to find people to join your team, are there any sets of experiences or any particular skills that you're looking for? It's not as though they could have been in this department somewhere else. So what is it you're looking for?
Actually, we need some of all of the above. You need the people that understand the history. Mm-hmm. We also need people that are change leaders. Because if you're merging 22 agencies or parts of agencies, how do you be sure you recognize their long-term expertise, but be able to advance it and expand their roles and responsibilities to deal with the new changes to the world we're confronting.
As you look at your different experiences in the different agencies you had before you came here, what is there a best practice or a leadership style that you're particularly modeling things after that you sort of came away and said, you know, gee, this is the person I'm trying to kind of draw in here?
I haven't. I probably should think about that. But I've been fortunate to work with some truly terrific people. And again, I have those kind of colleagues with the undersecretaries, the agency heads here. And I think what's most important is to have the team be effective in being sure, again, we get the support for our folks on the front lines.
That's an interesting point. DHS is a combination of many agencies and professionals. How does one actually manage a public sector merger? We'll ask Janet Hale of the Department of Homeland Security when the Business of Government Hour returns.